Begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos daf nun tes. We begin the Amen Af. We get the taste of the Masech. It begins the words of the Gemara. Rabbi Yechonam, he says, Hol v'ro l'gamei b'mayim l'tinik. Since it still has utility, has a function that one could go ahead and drink and give a child to drink water in the bell. Tes comes to explain, first of all, that it's talking about where you didn't designate it for drinking purposes. And additionally, Tes comes to explain the reason why it does not need designation to be mekabel tum. That is, Yechonam gave a third interpretation. Why is a bell that the clap was removed from it, it's adayim tumas elav, it still has its tum on it. So as our Tes Damascus quotes, because since the bell itself can be used to give a child to drink as a receptacle, therefore it's still considered clean and still has its tum. And that Tes adds, because the Rashba, difficult to the Rashba, because obviously, the answer of Rabbi Yechonon is talking about where it was not designated for giving a child to drink with it. And Tais brings a few different rayas to prove this point before he asks this question. Since Rabbi Yechonon says, since it's fit to give a child to drink, and it doesn't say that it was designated to give a child to drink, it sounds like Baro Balma, just the fact that it's fit, even though it was not designated for that purpose. But another proof is the beyichto lekach, because if it was designated for the purpose, then we'll have a polygraph b'yisr b'chanina. B'yisr b'chanina gives the other interpretation, says that it has to be that it had its original function, which is lahakish al-klicheres, he wouldn't have required it, because of course if it's designated for this, of course it's going to have a status as a kli. But another rai brings tais the beyichto, if it was designated, afil lahoye ilbo me'aylam, then even if it never had a clapper in the first way, not mekabel tumah, but still mekabel tumah. And as the Bryce differentiates if it ever had or if it had and then it lost. If it never had, it's not mekabel tumah. What I mean, if it was designated for this to drink with, so then even if it never had the clapper, it'd be mekabel tumah. But another proof says Tais is ibi yichdu mari, if it's tumah that was designated for giving a child to drink, then my park then what's the Gemara asking? Right after this, a contradiction in the opinion of Rabbi Yechonon, where here he says that even where the bell breaks, and you can't use it for its original utility, rather for something else, it does not lose the state of tumah. And whereas in the Brice we learned that it's only if it has its original functionality, only then, but if it's for something else, it's going to be tar. What do you mean? If it would be talking about lo yichdu, if we'd be talking about then yichdu, what do you mean? But that's not difficult, because if he were talking about that it was designated for the drink of the child, over there when it has to have its original functionality is because below yichdu, there's tumah where it was not designated for that other purpose. Because the beyichdo, if it was designated for that other purpose, a Philip ben Midrasis Nami, we have this whole machlik as Rabbi Yechonon and Belozer, how to qualify the halacha of the Braisa. Evan agrees by Midrasis that it has halacha of, we say, Amid v'nasam lachtenu. Machlekes was between Yechonon and Blaza, do we also say it regarding the loch of Tumas Mes? But that if you think we were talking about that the Beyichtoi, that it was designated for this other function, then the Philip of Midrasa Nami, then even for the halacha of Midrasais, for the Tum of Medras, what do you mean? Einoim Amid Venas Machlekes, we wouldn't say get up and let us do our work. What do you mean? It was designated for this other type of thing. So if there is Tumas Lo Yechtoi, and here Tumas Yechtoi, then what's the contradiction? Obviously, it says Tesis, from the fact that the Gemara asked the question, it sounds like that over here in this statement of that the Tesis Masel is going on, of that it's royally gamei b'mayim, is even if it was not designated. So that are all proofs to prove the point that here we're talking about below yichdu, it wasn't designated, it's just fit for a child to drink from. Now, this is what the Rashba's question is. The problem is, later on the side of Hamad Bay is Gabi Nikab Kamit Zayas, when the vessel develops a hole the size of an olive. So, it's tar from having a halach of tumma of if it's designated for olives. But Vadain Kleo Lakabal by your mind, but still considered as a vessel because it could still hold pomegranates. Now, the Pirish Bukuntris, the Rashi explains over there, what does that mean? Mean to say that really it's not a kli anymore because it became bottle once already developed a hole the size of an owl. But if one subsequently designates it for pomegranates, now it's a kli, it can be mekabel tumah. The thing is, from Rashi, it sounds like if it was not designated for pomegranates, even though it's fit for pomegranates, it would not be mekabel tumah since it's not doing what it originally was, let's say, to hold olives, where now it's not fit for that. It's only fit for pomegranates. The problem is, says the Rashba, over here, Rabbi Yechonon says that when it's not fit for its malach derishayna, even if it was not designated, it's going to be tamei. Says Rashi, if you love Pirsha Kunjas the Hasim, have a Nichif. Now for Rashi's interpretation over there, that Tumah was designated, so then it would be okay. Because we could say that also over there, that would say that it's still a vessel because it could receive pomegranates, it's Tumah, it's not designated. But according to Rashi, it's difficult because we see it specifically only with designated considered Kli. Here we see Rabbi Yechanan says even if it was not designated, as long as it's Ro, it's going to be considered as a Kli. So Taisa Vishim, what you could say is that Philip Pirsha Kunjas. Now, even according to Rashi's interpretation, that without designate, it's not considered kli. It's not a contradiction for the Gemara over here, because hacha chazi tfei. Here it's different. Here it's more fit to be considered a kli al yidei gimua by just being able to use to give a child something to drink, even if it was not designated. Why? What's the difference? Shnahayil di mikar have a kli gamur, because since ultimately in the beginning, before the bell was taken, the clap was taken away, it was a bona fide vessel. Now, moreover, and Taisa is combining a few svaris we had here in our sugya. Moreover, gamati hahed yochel achzira. Truth is, a regular person, that was the interpretation of Abaya, a regular person could put back the clapper into the bell. So therefore, with that combination, Islamim, we should say that the davamut by a small little thing of retaining its original of retaining its status as a kli shadain rola gamei b'mayim, that's still fit, that you could even use a child to give it water. So chashav kli. So in the combination of all those things, it's still considered as a vessel. Afila b'lo yichid, even though it's not designated for that. But in general, yes, you would have to designate for the other functionality for it to be considered kli, as we see from the Gemara later on in the Matznia. Now, Taisa makes one more clarification. It says, no, so according to the one who says that the only reason why I dying to Masay love is because it's still fit for its original functionality, that it's still going to make noise. How? The clap is not here anymore. Because you could bang it on the earthenware vessel. Where the boy main malach rishon, that mandama requires that it retains its original malacha, not just some other form of a kli of a malacha. According to the Mandamer, it makes sense in all situations. Meaning, even if in general, like Rashi says later on, that you need a designated, for example, let's say the case that was discussed over there where it developed a hole the size of an olive. That is, that it, if it doesn't have Malach the Rishayna, it's not going to be Tam anymore. That fila loy be'in ba'alma yichud, and that is, even if, in general, that you don't need designation, hacha asa shaper. But here, it would make sense that the reason why it's going to be tummy is specifically because you bang with it. Because dele mahani gimur mayim. Why? The fact that you could drink water with it doesn't help. Mishum sha'oimid adayin l'malach t'rishayin. Because it's still designated for its original utility. L'hach z'bayinbo. The fact that you could put back the clapper. So to the contrary, here it's going to be the other way around. We tell him, get up, let us do our original work of what it was to make noise. So only because it still make the noise, which is igmalachdoi, that's why that luck is going to be that it needs that to make noise. Because what are you doing drinking with it? It's like the case of Medrash, that it's only for this. But kolshkein di ibeina ba'alma yichem, for sure, if in general you do need a designation, das itveishab, it would make even more sense. Because we don't say the fact that roli gameya is going to help you go ahead and make it into a kli. Because since it was not designated for this, it's not going to be kabbatum from this malacha. So either way, you could have a svar to say why that man the umar requires however roli kishay, either opposites. If you say in general that you don't need yichud, so... And the reason why it's not going to help, like the mandam of Abaya, that you could drink from it, is because if you say no, you could, to the contrary, the fact that you could put it back, it still retains its original malacha to make noise. And if you say that it does need yichud, then for sure it's not going to work, because it's still, that mandam would hold, that you still have to have the designation for some other purpose to make it into a kli. So Taisa has proved, from many different proofs, that the halacha of our sugya of Rabbi Yechanan, of ligamei b'mayim, is... talking about even if you did not designate it to be used for drinking, from the fact that he used the word of ro, the fact of that if it was yichto, Rabbi Yisrael Bechanim would agree that it would be considered kli because of gimua. Additionally, that by yichto, then even if it never had a clapper, it would be tame. And also, not to ask a contradiction, not to ask how did Gemara ask a contradiction on Rabbi Yechanan, when we could just have said that here we're talking about yichto and they're talking about lo yichto. But the difficulty that the Rashi had on that was that, but Rashi says later on that it's only specifically if you meyachid it. And here we're talking about even if it was not meyachid. So that takes the answers that, no, here, since a regular person could put it back. So because that little thing of, together with the fact that a child could drink from it, even if it's not designated, yeah, right, generally you do need, but with those factors together, that's why our Gemara is saying that it would be tummy. Again, according to that mandama, Tais ended up by saying, but the other mandama would hold that would not be sufficient. And if you hold that you need yichud, then you need to have a real yichud, and all these other factors would not be sufficient. Next, Tais, the master begins the words of the Gemara. We don't say, however, by regarding the tumah of a mess, get up and let us do our work. So he's going to explain what's this machlekes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yechanan different than the way Rashi says it. And that is, we wrote a brayse regarding the Zav that it says, it has to be something, a bedding, a chair that's designated for sitting and for laying down. But if not, we tell him, get up, we let us do our work, there's not going to be any tumas medrash. Fine, that's the brayse. There are machlekes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yechanan regarding tumas mess. Rabbi says, as our Tais Damascus quotes, that only with Tumas Medrash we see this idea. But by Tumas Mess, then we don't say this idea of Amoy V'nasim Alachteinu, and even though it's not designated for this, it's going to be Tumay, whereas Rabbi Yechanan says, even regarding Tumas Mess, we say this concept. Now Rashi explains that their Machlekes in regarding Tumas Mess is not regarding the classic Haschalas HaTumah. Rather, it's regarding the second din, which is regarding if it had the tumah and now it broke, do you say that it has to have what's called malach d'rishayna? Problem is, says Taisis Lepirsha Kuntris, according to Rashi interpretation, kashlari. Difficult to the read. Because as one learns the interpretation of Rashi, it seems like the primary thing that our Gemara is coming to discuss is this second newfangled amud v'nas malach teinu, which is actually a whole different interpretation. It means, get up and let's see if we can do our original work. If we can't, then it's not going to be mekabel tumah of Medrash and also possibly regarding Tumas Mess. But then the Reed bothered then, Lamale Lasulya Brysa the Tarka. Why are we bringing this Brysa of the Tarka, meaning regarding these things that are Tumah, regarding the Tchilas Tumah, that is, could it initially even have the Tumah of Medrash? Is it meant for sitting or not? But keeping the Leshaych and Milsa Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yechanan, it really has nothing to do with the Machlekes Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yechanan, because they are talking about this new, what's called safe Tumah. Does it lose its Tumah when it cannot do its original Malach Rishayna? But what does it have to do? Why would we bring in the Braisa then if that's talking about a whole different Amoyd V'nasim Lachtenu? So because of this question, actually, Tezik gives a different interpretation. El Nila Reb Yitzchak Kepirsh Riva. That actually the Machlekes Reb Elazar Yechanan is actually regarding the classic halacha of Amoyd V'nasim Lachtenu regarding the beginning of the Tumah. And that is Reb Elazar holds, Oymer B'medrasis, we say regarding Tumah Medras, Amoyd Ma'al Tarkav Zeh. Get up from this measuring box, but not some lachtenu, and let us do our work with it. It's not meant for sitting; it's meant to do our work. Meaning, she'ena yachali is tumah medrash that it cannot come into my medrash. I'll deshat the yeshiva by you sitting on it. Why? It's not designated for this, which is like we learned in the brayza. On that, come Reb Elazar to say, we don't say by tumas mess. Amid migamu mayim bezeh hazug. Get up! Don't use this bell to give to drink water. Oy bezeh hazandel shabahim, or this shoes of the animal. And v'nasam lachtein, let us do our work. Leitim by inbul to let put in the clapper into the bell kedel shmir koil so that we can make noise. Or leitim sandel barag bahim, or to put the shoes on the feet of the hooves of the animal. No, we don't say that. No, it will be considered clean to be coupled to mess by the fact that you could drink with it, even without the clapper. Although it's not designated for that. And therefore it's going to be coupled to mess, because it's considered a clean by the fact that, even though it's not making noise, by the fact that you could drink water with it. On that, Rabbi Yechanan says, no, we even say the klal of Amoyd V'nasim Lachteinu regarding the what's called the Tchilas Halachim, the Tchilas Tumah, also by Tumas Mess. What does that mean? What I mean, that's not true. We don't need, it's not only by a coffin. So says Taisis, what that means to say is to be inishe rola malachti rishaina. Whatever that vessel is, not necessarily designated for a dead person, but it has to be what it was made for. So let's say by the bell, has to be that it's going to be making noise. And it's not going to be effective to be able to contract Tumah, masharola malacha that fit for some other malacha, that could be a vessel in some other way. But regarding banging a bell on the earthenware pot, Or let's say putting the sandal of the animal on the person's foot when he's running away from the war, that is a semblance of its original malacha, where although it's not the same context how you made it, that it should make noise or that it should be used for walking, but it's still in some format the same idea. Therefore, it's susceptible to tuma. There you cannot say, get up and let us do our work. That is the work that it was made and designated for. So Tosfos Bar Rashi interpretation of Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Bar Elazar was regarding tumas mes. Do we say that a vessel that when it breaks, it's not going to be able to do its original function? Does it lose its tuma? Tosfos, however, asked and says, what do you mean? The brisa that's being quoted in the Gemara is regarding being able to contract tuma, not losing the tuma. So the Tosfos gives a different interpretation as the simple understanding of the brisa. We're talking about regarding tumas mes. If a mes touches this kli that was not made for its original function, do we say that get up and let us do what it's meant for, and therefore it's not being used for its original function, if it's tar? Or do we not say that because ultimately you are, we don't say that by the tumas of mes, and even if it's used for something else, it would be. That's the machlekes, so it's not this newfangled amoyd v'nasa machtenu. Like Rashi's, it's the classic amoyd v'nasa machtenu regarding the haschalas of tuma, just like we say by the tuma of medjus. So the next taste, the Masechta begins with the words of the Gemara, sandals shel behima shel mateches, the sandals of the animal made out of metal. Tosfos wonders why specifically metal, because it says v'shal eitz, if it's made out of wood, it's not fit for all the things that the Gemara is going to ultimately explain, which the Gemara says, wait a second, what's it fit for? The fact that it's used by an animal doesn't make it into a kli, it has to have some human functionality. So that's either to drink water or to anoint or to put on his feet when he's running away. All those are only applicable if the animal shoes are made out of metal, not out of a wood, boy, because the derech ha-behema l'kalkulei. The norm is an animal who would wear these wooden shoes would ruin them, and it wouldn't be functionable for any one of those things, and therefore it could only be possible that this thing is going to be mekabel tuma only if it's made out of metal. Now, however, Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Shmuel Garus, his gerus actually is sandal shel behema vishel matches. It's not shel matches, it's actually a different case. You have the animal's shoes, and you have that's out of metal. What is that talking about? Umari besandal shel siyadin l'kamatz, talking about those who were work with hot lime, that they would wear these sandals that shouldn't burn their skin. That's the case that's talking about vishal matres, so therefore it's not necessarily a metal shoe of an animal. It's a different case, and could be the sandals would be even made out of some other material where it doesn't seem to be specifically why it should have to be made out of metal, unlike the first interpretation of Tosfos. Begins the words of the Gemara. Since it's fit that one could drink water from it at the wartime, which was that was the first interpretation why the sandal shabahema is going to be tummy. Now Tosfos wonders why then doesn't have a different tuma. Vimtaima Tosfos says, and if you're going to say, wait a second, v'habezug shalahayu by imbel me'aylam, the halacha is that a bell that never had a clapper in it ever, so that we said in the brayse from the previous daf, limitaminan, it's not going to become tamei mishum dechazi ligmaya because you could drink water with it, as the brayse says. No, it's only if it had it and then it lost it. But if it never had it, it's not going to be tamei. Problem is v'hachol be here chashuv, we're considering it k'mayzug shalahayu b'im inbal me'aylam. This halacha of the animal shoes is essentially the same thing as a bell who never had a clapper. Why? Because the kivin and nasal tzerech behema, since most of these shoes were made for an animal, so in a makabel tuma, so it's not makabel tuma because it never had the thing that it was made for. So why is this any different than the bell that never had the clapper? Although we said that if it had the bell and lost the clapper, fine. And if it has some function, it's going to be makabel tuma. I dine tuma say love. But here regarding these things, that why is it still gonna have, why is it gonna have the tuma? If you're using it to drink, but that's like a bell that never had a clapper. So Tosfos, what you could say is actually the tchilas inami aslish by my b'mocham. You could actually say all these interpretations hold that actually yes, originally it was made not just for the animal to walk in, but it was also made for to drink water at war. I lost the chot to smear the oil. Elishi kari amil abayim. It's just that its primary element was made for the animal. In the general, we would tell the person, get up and let us do our work with it, which is let the animal walk with it. According to the one that holds, it has to have the original function. He holds that for it to be mekabel tumah, it has to have its original function, and therefore, according to that mandam, it's not mekabel tumah. But according to those who don't require, like drinking the water, I mean, Rabbi Yechonah holds it has to have some type of walking related to it. But the other mandam hold that no. And why is it different than the bell with the clappers? Because no, it wasn't only made for the animal walking, but it was also made for drinking or for anointing. The next stage, the Masechta begins the words of the Gemara. B'shosha b'reich min hakrav, when he runs away from the war, from the battle, manicha b'raglav, he puts it on his feet. Tosfos wonders that, so why don't you have an additional problem about Tumas Medrash? That is, Rabbi Yechonon, he was l'shitase, as we explained, that holds has to have me'ein malach d'rishayna. So if the human function of this, that's made for walking, which was malach d'rishayna for the animal, is that he uses it when he's running away from the war. So then Tosfos says, Tamer, it's a wonder. Imkain, if that's the case, yitame midras, then should have another tuma, not just of a tuma of a kli, but should have a tuma of medras, because it's meant to step on and to walk in by a human being, and therefore that should have tumas medras. The problem is, v'tanya b'tesefta dekelim b'parakipa, gimel sandalim heim, it talks about over there, three types of sandals. You have shel adam, that which is used by a person that has tumas medras, because it's meant for a person to step on. Then you have shel matechas, of metal, v'shel behema, and of an animal, where tumas mes, where it's a kli, and it's going to have tumas mes, but it says Tosfos mashmit sounds like from the avol mina medras tar, but from medras mi tar. But why? Based on what we're saying, that it's used by a person to walk also in, it should have tumas medras, and Tosfos does not answer that question. Here next Tosfos, different maskel, Tosfos begins the words of the Gemara, v'loi bi'ir shel zav. And our Mishnah, really this Tosfos belongs in the Mishnah, one of the things a woman cannot go out, although it's a tachshit, but we're afraid she might take it off, is the city of gold. So Tosfos explains, Amar Rabbeinu Tam, he says, the lav hainu nushka. This is not a clasp, which is a piece of jewelry worn by the woman by her chest, because the patient becomes like Rashi explains in the Mishnah, because the Amrin and Perek Basa, the Saitu, we say in the last Perek and Sait Dav Mem Tesim Abay, is that it says, Mayataris Kalis, what were these crowns of the brides which they made Xera after the siege on Yerushalayim, that they should not go with them? It's Irshal Zav, it's the city of gold. Mashma says Taisis, which is Rabbeinu Tam's opinion, the Asu who came not towards that's made like a crown, like a tiara, and not like the way Rashi says that's a clasp. Now, but then Taisis bothered with a question. Mavagav demin hasam, although the Gemara Badir says that we just quoted, but Pumish al Titus, when the war of Titus, when he laid siege to Yerushalayim, Gazar al Ataras Chasam Makaz, they made a decree that they shouldn't wear the crowns of the brides and the grooms. Avahachla Asu al Bashabbos, he was saying that a woman just cannot go out with this Irshal Zav, which is this Atar Shal Kalas, only on Shabbos. What do you mean? They can't wear it at all? So Rabbi Tam says, no, the dafka l'chasan v'kalas kazu. Only for the brides and the grooms, they made a gezeira, because for them, they have a lot of joy, and for them to wear the crowns, that's already too much joy after the churban. But v'loy l'shabbat ne'odim, that was not a problem for other people, that's only a problem on Shabbos, because like we said, they might come to take it off and show it to other people, but during a weekday, a regular person actually could wear this atar shal kalas of the Irshal Zav.